7 Rules of Power, Audio Summary. Author, Jeffrey Pfeffer, Professor of Organizational Behavior at Stanford Graduate School of Business. Hello everyone. Today I'm going to walk you through a book that might completely change how you think about the word power. The book is called 7 Rules of Power, Surprising but True Advice on How to Get Things Done and Advance Your Career. The Chinese edition is titled. The author is Jeffrey Pfeffer, a professor of organizational behavior at Stanford's Graduate School of Business who has spent more than 30 years studying power, leadership, and career success. This book asks a set of very uncomfortable questions. What is power, really? Is it only for bad people? Should good, decent, talented people even want power? And if the answer is yes, how do you actually get it? Pfeffer's answers are direct. And they're going to challenge a lot of what you think you know. Power is not a dark art. It is a tool for getting things done. It is armor for surviving in organizations. It is a lever that amplifies your ability to make a difference. The world does not reward the most virtuous person. It rewards the person who best understands and uses the rules of power. And if you refuse to learn those rules because you think you're above that game, you're not just hurting your own career, you're leaving power in the hands of people who may not share your values. And that should worry you. Let's dive in. Rule 1, break the mindset, your biggest enemy is yourself. The first rule is also the hardest one for most people to swallow. Pfeffer starts with what he calls the mindset trap. He describes a phenomenon that's especially common among high-achieving people, the imposter syndrome. That persistent feeling that I'm not really good enough, and people are going to find me out. If you've ever achieved something meaningful and immediately dismissed it as luck, you know exactly what this feels like. Here's the problem: power requires you to believe you're worth it. Not that you're the most talented person in the room, that's not necessary. But you have to believe you deserve to be at the table. If you don't believe that, you will never ask for what you deserve. And if you don't ask, you don't get. Then there's what Pfeffer calls the likability paradox. Most of us were raised to be nice, to be humble, to not make waves. But Pfeffer presents research showing that being overly focused on being liked actually reduces your power. Why? Because when you're obsessed with not offending anyone, you don't ask for what you need. You don't advocate for your team. You don't claim credit for your work. And other people notice. They notice that you're easy to push around, and they push. The first rule, then, is about freeing yourself from these self-imposed limitations. You can be a good person and a powerful person. In fact, the world needs more good people with power. Rule 2, break the rules. Rules protect those who already have power. The second rule is where things get interesting. Pfeffer's argument is simple. Rules are typically written by people who already have power, to protect their own position. Now, he's not telling you to break the law. He's talking about the unwritten rules, the ones that everyone just knows you're supposed to follow. Things like, don't ask your boss for a raise too aggressively. Don't talk about your salary with coworkers. Don't self-promote too much. What do all these rules have in common? They keep you in your place. They keep you from challenging the status quo. And status quos are very good for the people who are already winning. So what does breaking the rules actually look like? Pfeffer gives concrete examples. Ask for what you want directly and unapologetically. Most opportunities never land in your lap, you have to claim them. Ask for help. Research shows that people who ask for help are actually more memorable and more liked than people who never ask. And when there's a rule that's putting you at a disadvantage, challenge it. Or find a way around it. The deeper point here is about agency. Don't wait for permission. Don't wait for the system to recognize your merit. Take action. Rule 3, appear powerful, perception precedes reality. Rule 3 is about a harsh psychological truth. People judge you based on surface signals, not deep understanding. Pfeffer calls this appearing powerful. And the research behind it is robust. Human beings are cognitive misers. We use mental shortcuts to size people up because we don't have the time or energy to deeply evaluate everyone we meet. So we rely on signals, how you dress, how you carry yourself, how you speak. This means something that might bother you, how you actually feel inside matters far less than how you appear on the outside. What do you actually do with this insight? Pfeffer's advice is practical. Pay attention to your appearance, not because vanity matters, but because signaling matters. Use open, expansive body language. Research shows it changes not only how others perceive you but even your own hormone levels. Speak with certainty, cut out the "I'm not sure," but maybe qualifiers. And project confidence, even when you're uncertain. Because other people can't see your internal state, they can only see your external behavior. And if you consistently behave like a powerful person, two things happen: people treat you like a powerful person, and eventually, you become one. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Rule 4, build a strong brand, make yourself the first thing people think of. Rule 4 is about visibility. Pfeffer puts it bluntly, power requires that people know who you are and what you can do. You've probably heard the phrase, if you build it, they will come. Pfeffer's version is darker and more realistic: if you build it and no one knows you built it, you won't get credit for it. Someone else will. Building a personal brand, in Pfeffer's framing, is not about vanity. It's about information. In a noisy world, if you don't actively signal who you are and what you've accomplished, your signal gets drowned out. So, craft your story and tell it repeatedly. Develop a visual signature, something that makes you memorable. Seek out opportunities for exposure, speak at events, publish your ideas, volunteer for high-visibility projects. And when you achieve something, tell people. Pfeffer has a great phrase, have the, and be willing to tell the story. All three are necessary. Rule 5, network relentlessly, power flows through relationships. Rule 5 is about networking. And if you're rolling your eyes, Pfeffer would say, that reaction is exactly why you don't have as much power as you could. The data is clear: people with broad, deep networks have better career outcomes. They get more information, more opportunities, and more support when they need it. This isn't corruption, it's mathematics. The more people who know you and like you, the more doors open. But Pfeffer makes an important distinction about how to network. Don't be transactional. Don't only reach out to people when you need something. Build relationships over time. Give before you ask. And don't just network up. Peer networks and even downward networks matter, because power comes not just from who you know at the top, but from how many people in the network see you as a valuable node. Rule 6 and 7, use your power and let success justify the means. The final two rules are about using power once you have it, and about coming to terms with the fact that seeking power has costs, but success covers a multitude of sins. Rule 6, use your power. Pfeffer warns that power erodes if it's not used. Once you have influence, you need to act with it. Move fast. Build coalitions. Neutralize opposition. And structure the system so your power is durable. Rule 7 is the most controversial: success is its own justification. Pfeffer knows that following these rules will generate criticism. People will call you ambitious. They'll say you're political. They'll whisper that you play the game. His response is bracing: wait until you're successful, and then watch how the story changes. Successful people are retrospectively described as bold, visionary, and decisive. The same behaviors that got you criticized on the way up will be celebrated once you're at the top. Is this cynical? Pfeffer would say, it's realistic. And the alternative, staying powerless and complaining about how the world isn't fair, helps no one, least of all you. Practical implications. Who should read this book? If you're a professional, whether you're early career or a mid-level manager, this book will help you understand why some people get promoted faster than others who are objectively more talented. The answer is usually that they understand the rules of power. You don't have to become a bad person to get ahead. But you do have to become an informed person. If you're a leader or entrepreneur, this book will help you understand why good ideas sometimes die in committees, and what you can do about it. Power is not a dirty word. It's the ability to make things happen. And if you want to make things happen, you need power. And if you're young and still figuring out your path, the most important lesson from this book is, Don't let "I'm just an ordinary person" be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Power is a skill. It can be learned. It can be practiced. And the world needs more people who want to do good to have the power to actually do it. Conclusion. Let me close with a quote from Pfeffer that captures the spirit of this book. He writes, "The world is full of problems that need solving. But solving problems requires resources, influence, and power. If decent people refuse to seek power because they think it's beneath them, then power will fall into the hands of people who are less decent. And then the problems won't get solved, they'll get worse." 7 Rules of Power is not a book about how to become a bad person. It's a book about how to become an awake person. It tells you that power is a tool, like any other tool. It's not good or bad. The person wielding it decides what it's for. So the question isn't, do I want power? The question is, who should have power? And Pfeffer's answer is, the people who want to do good things with it. If that's you, this book was written for you. Thank you for listening.